This is Joel Selvin. We're back with our guest, Tom Waits.
Well, I don't know. What else? What else do we got? I made some notes. How about that King Kong? I did a version of the Daniel Johnston. You know Daniel
yeah.
Johnston? I did a version of King Kong.
That, I'd love to hear
came
that.
Came out on a tribute to him. Where is it? It's somewhere. Yeah, it's here.
Yeah? Is it a CD in
King
there?
King Kong. Yeah, I you have to check.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's listen to this.
They thought it was a monster, but it was the king. They came to his island and they brought her with them. They wanted to get his picture, but they were surprised by his enormous size. And when he saw the woman, he took her without question. Because after all, he was the king. And he loved the woman. He loved the way she looked. And she wouldn't stop screaming. But he loved the woman. And he fought a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And it was a bloody battle. But he fought it for his woman. And he climbed up a mountain. And he looked around. Some kind of forest with all his dinosaurs. And he stripped his woman, he stripped her bare. But there was a pterodactyl there. And then a hero came and took his woman, and they fell off the mountain into some water. And then later came looking for his woman, but they were waiting. They threw a bomb and they tied him and took him across the ocean. And they chained him and put him in a show. And when he saw his woman, he broke loose, and everyone fled in terror. He was looking for her, and it overtook a train. And he was looking in the streets, and then he found her in her apartment. And he climbed up the Empire State Building. It was like a phallic symbol. And he took his woman to the top of that towering temple. And he climbed up and looked around. Some kind of city with all the skyscrapers and all of the cars. Just him and his screaming woman, and they were finally alone. He loved his woman, you could see in his eyes, his great big eyes. He loved his woman from the moment that he saw her. He was all choked up inside. When the airplanes came, he was soon to die. But he hung on long enough to set his woman down and make sure that she was safe. As the bullets pierced, he looked at her so sincere before he fell, because he loved the woman and they shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king who killed the monkey. Was beauty that killed the beast, and Willis O'Brien died a tragic death. There wasn't much that he had left, and Ray Harryhausen said that when Willis died, that's when the king was really dead. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king.
Tell us who Daniel Johnston is.
He is a, well, he made homemade records. Recorded at home in the basement with his own tape recorder, something very crude and very, but he had they're like, it's like outsider art, the audio version of outsider art, and something, a culture grew up around him in the 80s, I'd say early 80s maybe, maybe even before that, I think, but I didn't become aware of him until the 80s. You know, he's highly eccentric and not necessarily marketable, but heavy influence on a lot of other people. I think he's from Austin, Texas. I'm not sure. Maybe one of your listeners knows. But he did this. They did a tribute, and it was produced by Mark Linkhouse from Sparkle Horse. Apparently, Mark's mother used to go to the same hairdresser as Daniel Johnston's, and they both were talking one day. He said, my son's in music, you know, and they got together like that. He said, no kidding, what's he do, you know? And then so they exchanged numbers, and then now there's this tribute record that Linkhouse did for Daniel Johnston, and it's got a lot of really interesting interpretations of his songs, but he is the original. And I had heard a version of King Kong by Jim Jarmusch, and Sarah Driver played it for me in New York. I said, man, you got to hear this. And I never forgot it. So I said, one of these days I'm going to do a version of it. It's really the whole story of King Kong. And I my wife and I sent a copy to, you know, the director, the Australian guy that's doing King Kong. The guy that did Lord of the Ring, Jackson, Peter Jackson. And, you know, in hopes that, you know, hey, maybe he'll really dig it and stick it in the movie. You know? It's kind of a fluke. You know?
Does that ever work?
I don't know. Sometimes if you're foolish enough to do it, the Lord rewards you. So we sent it. I never heard anything. But to me, it's like the whole tale of King Kong told like a bedtime story. Yeah. What else? And then Marty Robbins, I remember from early on. El Paso was a strong influence on me.
This is Joel Selvin. We'll be back with more with Tom Waits.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.